home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Took your time with the car. Call me maybe or text through the Civic Media app. Hit that CFW text button. We'd love to hear from you.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller. Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking up your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
Listening to Laura McKenna.
Makes a workday fly by.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
news, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Get all gaggy watching the hot dog eating contest. It's just the dipping of the buns and the smashing that many in your face all at once. It's just, I can't do it. But I do know the numbers. A little disappointing because Joey Chestnut wasn't involved. But also a bun warning for all of you at home from me. That's coming up in 20.
Love isn't always on time.
Radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you are sleeping. You belong with me.
Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? fuck free. So put the crack up. No need for speed, I'm anti. D-R-U-G-G-I-E. My body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And my funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel my vibration.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
The 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. I've kind of been chatting with you all week about the best time to drive if you want to beat the traffic. Today actually shouldn't be too bad. But if you're going somewhere for the weekend and you're thinking, I'll come home on Sunday, that's going to be a little heavier traffic. If you can take another day and come home Monday, they say you're going to have much smoother sailing, at least on the roads. And then just avoid normal drive time. You know, morning rush hour, afternoon rush hour. So that kind of, you know, makes sense.
So slashed and torn.
Give love. pressure. Under pressure. Pressure.
CFW streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really let myself. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
CFW.
The 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. It is ACDC. I'm Laura McKenna. Happy July 5th to you. A new hot dog eating champion crowned from yesterday's New York's Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. His name's Patrick. He's from Illinois. He was given the mustard belt, 58 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which is still gross. But then you do the math and the record set in 2021 by Joey Chestnut was 76. Joey, of course, not in the competition yesterday because he is now endorsing Impossible meatless hot dogs and brats and meatless products. And so, I mean, kind of a poor showing by Patrick. But I mean, hey, it was enough to win. It's gross to shovel that many in your face and dip the bun in the water. But I have a bun warning for you, for everybody. And this comes from years ago. I was at a tailgate party. And listen, I love some bread. So everybody that's doing keto at these picnics, I'm like, I'll eat your bun. I don't care. They're delicious. But someone had the buns. And if you picture a hot dog bun, usually cut across the top from end to end, hot dog fits down in the middle of it or your brat. And then that's how it is. Well, these buns did not have that top slit. It was almost like someone tipped the bun on its side, like, you know, so it was kind of standing up long ways and drilled a hole perfectly to fit the hot dog down through the side. So it just had the one hole on the end. You put your hot dog or your brat in the end, and then there you go. It's perfectly enclosed. The problem was that did not leave enough room for toppings. So putting that in, then the ketchup was going everywhere. So if you see those, they seem awesome and like, oh my gosh, what a great invention, until you go to use them. So don't fall for that. Just saving you from a very disappointing bun experience. I mean, it's still bread, so it's going to be it's going to be good. But we ended up kind of slicing the top of the buns anyways, because there was just no other way to eat
it. Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Schievelbein Funeral Home in Osseo reminds us to thank our troops when given the opportunity. Since America's founding, our military has protected our country from many different enemies. While they march into dangerous situations, their families stay home and worry. Let's salute and pray for our troops who accept dangerous challenges and lend our moral support to their families who remain bravely behind. This from Schievelbein Funeral Home on 7th Street in Osseo. Call 715-597-3711.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi folks, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You gotta make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. ringing cowbells, and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Chippewa Valley weather. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon today. It'll be mostly cloudy through midday and then gradually clearing here this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
CFW.
Listening to Laura McKenna.
CFW.
Am I more than you bargained for yet?
90s and more. It's 105.7 CFW. If you missed our fun firework fact from earlier on the show, I can't believe I even got all those words out correctly. You can check it out on the CFW Facebook page and wow all your friends at your weekend 4th festivities for the holiday weekend.